Dash hurled himself across a small ravine and landed with a slide that spattered mud skyward in clumps. Lyra landed beside him, windmilling her arms to stop herself from pitching face first into the thick foliage. They both turned and looked back as Conover put on a burst of speed, then launched himself into the air. The kid was moving. And he almost made it. His feet hit the very edge of the ravine on their side, but the sodden earth collapsed under his impact. With a yelp, he plunged straight down, his feet plowing furrows in the muddy side of the gully as he dropped. Dash and Lear each grabbed an arm to stop him, though not before his face had buried itself in the muck. He looked up, pale eyes wide and almost glowing through the mask of black paste. Dash braced and pulled himself up, fighting a smile. Close, very close. They dragged Conover up and back onto what passed for solid ground. The snap and crack of branches behind them announced their pursuers, who were doggedly closing in. Conover wiped at his face as they broke back into a run, flicking mud off his fingers with a disgusted scowl. Gross! They pounded on through the jungle, gasping at the rich, damp tang of rotting vegetation, the warm air steaming as their lungs worked like bellows. As they splashed through a shallow creek, Dash glanced at Lyra, making sure her backpack was still in place. They'd found not just one, but two power cores in the unseen outpost. GC-098-something-or-other was a Terra-class planet orbiting an unremarkable star with no name, just a catalog number and surrounded by a gulf of empty space. With two cores secured on the lonely planet, Dash had given one to Lyra, so if they got separated or something bad happened, they wouldn't lose them both at once. Although something bad happening here on this dank, savage world would be an irony, as every meter of the land had been a low-level disaster thus far. To be skewered by a spear or arrow on this unknown backwater would be sheer comedy after surviving a ferocious attack by the Golden Harbinger on the Forge, and then their deliberate partial collapse of a star to save Lyra would be unfair. The universe had a sense of humor, and it was grim. Dash vaulted over a fallen log and pushed on, dodging a rotting stump that teemed with larvae the size of his thumb. This would all have been much simpler if they'd just been able to land the slipwing and the archetype right outside the unseen outpost where the power cores were stored. But the unseen didn't seem to do anything simply. Their outpost generated some sort of suppressor field that shut down any tech around it in a wide, silent circle. At least it shut down anything more advanced than a bow and arrow. If they could just get outside it, they could call the archetype for help. The key term being if. They hit a wall of colossal ferns at full speed, the fronds lashing all three of them like whips. Conover glanced back toward the racket of their pursuers. How are there even humans here in the first place? We didn't find records of any settlements. Something uttered a piercing shriek overhead. They all flinched and ducked. Dash braced himself, but nothing horrible came swooping out of the tangle of leafy branches. Probably a long-lost colony ship or something, Lear said, shoving aside a frond as big as she was. There are more than a few of those. One time, Victor and I... Dash pushed apart hanging vines, thick as his wrist and heavy with glistening sap. Save the war stories. Concentrate on speed and breathing in this soup if you can. One of the thicker vines almost caught Lyra across the nose. She glared at it while ducking as nimbly as a dancer. She was like that even when being chased by humans who thought sharp sticks were the height of warfare. Passes the time. Dash wiped sweat from his eyes and charged on. You know what else passes time? Avoiding holes. In us. You've changed from a cynical courier to a rather grim... Well, whatever this is, why? Someone decided I had to save the universe. Doesn't leave much time for humor. Hold! Dash barked, digging his heels into the spongy soil. Dash skidded to a halt. The jungle ahead abruptly thinned as a rocky ridge climbed away from the boggy watercourses behind them, and they could actually see more than just a few meters ahead. They could pick up the pace, maybe put some distance between them and their pursuers. The only trouble was the tripwire, a coarse braided rope strung among the sturdy trunks blocking their path. Dash flicked his eyes over the scene. A trap. Not a very well hidden one, Conover said, still wiping at his face, but accomplishing little more than smearing the residual muck into a sweaty mess. Lyra nodded. Not really hidden at all, which kind of defeats the point, doesn't it? Nope. Dash said. They wanted anyone coming this way to see it. Knowing their traps slows us down, and they know where the traps all are. More snaps and cracks echoed through the jungle like gunshots, and they were much closer now. Dash cursed and jabbed a finger at a stretch that wasn't the easiest and therefore most obvious route. That way, if it's a tough path and it's harder to place traps, be quick but don't hurry. Another one of your old philosophers teach you that? Lyra asked, spurring herself to motion. A coach from a long time ago, Dash said between breaths. What's a coach? Lyra asked. Like a general, but a soldier's used balls. Sounds kind of sexist, but whatever, Lyra said. Not that kind of... Never mind, Dash said, almost laughing. Just breathe and run. They moved on as fast as they dared in the trap-laden landscape. After only a couple dozen paces, they came across more trip lines draped among the trees. Dash glanced along one of them, following it to a pile of logs that would come thundering down a rock face at them if they tripped it. They weren't hard to avoid, but it slowed them down while their pursuers inexorably gained on them. Lyra snapped out a frustrated curse as she stepped over a rope. Why so many damn traps? For that matter, why any traps at all? They couldn't possibly have known we'd come this way.
Or that anyone would come this way.
Conover followed her, lifting one foot, then the other over the trip line. Dash took a moment, thinking. It tracks with what we're seeing. Remember, this might be a temple for them. Where we see a muddy hellhole, they see the path to heaven. Different eyes, different minds.
Same bugs,
Conover said, slapping at his neck. Dash grinned. Think of them as the advance guard for the real villains.
Now there's a cheery thought, Conover muttered. More bad guys.